I'm your host, Maria Wall. How is everyone today? How was your week last week? And welcome to a brand new week. If you had a rough time last week, it's in the past. Bring the lessons learned and make a new plan for this week. And if you had a wonderful, then rejoice. Pray it and pay it forward this week and beyond. We're going to jump right into our show. As always, I hope you're in your favorite spot for these few moments for our stress relief release. Time for reflections. Find your favorite easy chair, back, lie back. Put your feet up, close your eyes, and allow my voice to guide you for these few moments that we spend together on Sunday morning to start off your week on a positive note. So this week, our topic is when angels break our hearts. You know, angels could come in the form of many things in our lives. Could be parents, lover, friend, sometimes neighbor, associates, colleagues. There's just so many ways that people can be viewed as angels. So with that said, what do we do when angels break our hearts? Children expect their parents to protect them and love them and nourish and encourage them. They do not. Many of us are left jaded in this world when our lovers break our hearts. Or when a best friend turns on you, when all of these people turn on us, leave us, or forsake us, some of us are so devastated, we just do not know what to do. So allow me for a moment to put this thought in your head, because there are so many people that I speak with every single day of the week. I hear at least one person say, this person did this, I'm so hurt. Well, why are you so hurt? Because I would never do that. Therein lies the problem. our expectations and perceptions, our personal expectations and perceptions, are not shared by others always. It's as simple as that. What we expect from others, odds are we may not get in return. The point is for you to remember that when all others forsake you, disappoint you, leave you, turn on you, God will never forsake you. God will be there. God will always be there for you. You just have to believe and hold on and have your faith. This week's inspiration is from Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. That's God's promise to you. If you wait for man to promise you anything even close to that, you're going to be disappointed. Your heart will be broken over and over again. Unless you're one of those people that lives in a place where everyone is so lovely and they do what they say and they say what they do and they are always there for you and they encourage you and they don't try to hurt you, whether it be intentionally or accidentally. They don't do any of this. If you live in a place like that, give me a call. I'll give out the number before the show ends because I want to know where you're living, because I'd like to come and live there too. Now, if I come there and find out that you are living in La La Land and you want people to believe that that's the world you're living in, there is when you will then break my heart. Because I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this person lives in some type of a utopia. Oh, how nice of you to give me this information and invite me to come. And I get there, and your life is just as screwed up as everyone else's. Then you have broken my heart by wasting my time, making me come all the way across the lands or wherever to a place that does not exist. If I am foolish enough to believe that without doing research, without doing more questioning, without investigating more. So again, it's the same principle. If I choose to do that just based on your words and I get there, yes, I was disappointed and you have broken my heart, but I played a part in that as well. So just remember, we will be forsaken. It's the nature of the beast called man. And with these hard economic times, people are using this as an excuse for their bad behaviors. Just remember this. Not everyone responds to everything the way that you may or I may. We could be standing side by side and experience and witness the same situation. The way that you handle it is totally different from the way that I would handle it, respond to it. I don't expect people to think like I think. I do my best not to break your heart, break a promise. Some people do it on a daily. It's part of who they have become. Many don't even realize that they have become this person who's self-centered, who doesn't care about how they hurt other people. Angels break our hearts. You take a back step. You reflect on the entire picture. You pick it apart piece by piece. If you have blame in it, accept your part. Forgive yourself and move on. In the event that you were hurt by someone and it came out of nowhere, then for you, you need to decide how you're going to respond, not react, but respond to that. But when all else fails, drop to your knees and talk to the one who's promised to be there for you. If you can't drop to your knees, close your eyes. Throw your arms up, say a prayer. If you can't throw up your arms, close your eyes. Say a prayer. If you can't close your eyes, you can't throw up your arms, you can't get on your knees, you can't even talk, in your mind, speak to him. Speak to the divine. God will never forsake you. Even in my darkest hours, I'm still standing. In the end, I'm here because I had nothing left and still have nothing left but my faith. There are days when I'm at my wit's end. There are days when I'm ready to throw in the towel and give up. And then someone will contact me somewhere in this world. Could be right around the corner, could be in Alaska, could be in some unknown country I know nothing about. They'll contact me and they'll say, I've been listening to you and I need you. And that brings me back on track. Because you see, if I do something foolish, I break my grandchildren's heart. I break those that may care about me that I don't even know. They may be caring from afar. And there are some people that I do believe that they would, deep down, wouldn't care. But those are the people that you've broken my heart once. You will not break it again. Poof and be gone. Sure. Quote of the week, poof and be gone. In your mind, people keep breaking your heart and disappointing you. Poof, be gone. Get them out of your life. Sometimes you can let some back in because some people will continue to do this vicious cycle until they have burned every bridge in their lives. Each and every bridge is gone. So this is when you hold on to your faith. When all else fails, just remember, God will not forsake you. We're going to be disappointed in this lifetime. Our hearts are going to be broken. We're going to be forsaken. People are going to leave us. People are going to tear our hearts to pieces. If we continue to allow them to do so, just remember, the problem is no longer theirs. It becomes yours. It's ours at that point. I hear people all the time, if you look at these talk shows, they're crying their eyes out. Oh, he or she did this. They've cheated on me 88 times. They've cheated on me with my sister, my mother, my cousins. My brother, they've done this, they've done that. And they always say, every single talk show host says, well, why do you stay with us? Because I love them. Love is not a dirty four-letter word. Love should not hurt like that. These are people who have no self-esteem, no self-worth. They have no belief in their own abilities. Love should not consist of cheating and giving you STDs and hurting you. That's not love. If you love them and that's all they can give you back, are we not seeing that there's something wrong with that picture? I'll give you a minute to think on that. Go ahead, think about it for a minute. I don't mind. I have nothing but time. It's a little after 6 a.m. in the morning. Go ahead. Explain that to me. I grew up being conditioned to accept being beat, being hurt, being ignored, being abused. I grew up in that environment. And family members have attacked me on behalf of my abuser. Really? Which brings us to next week's show. Since the sin of presumption, you presume that it must be true. So when angels break your heart, family members who you adore, and then they jump on the first bandwagon coming and they come and attack you for no particular reason other than what somebody told them. So many family members that I've spoken with the situations about recently say, well, you know, it's over. Let it go. Piece in my book, Silent Noise Lip Service, about that. It's called Let It Go. More angels break your heart when they tell you things like that. You've spent your life being hurt and kicked and abused, and they tell you, well, let it go. It's in the past. So more angels break your heart. It's up to you to decide. Take all that negative energy and make something positive out of it. Become the voice of people all over the world who think that they're going through this alone. People ask me every day, how do you do it? You were beat down to nothing. You were lower than the dust. How do you do it? I can't do it. I can't do it. And I tell them the first mistake is you telling me what you cannot do. I said, how about we change the topic and you tell me what you can do, what you want to do, and how you're going to work towards being strong enough to do it. The people that we veer as angels are going to break our hearts. There's only one who we can guarantee will not. And yes, things happen. My life, tell people, my life stinks sometimes. And people say, well, you say that God doesn't forsake, God doesn't do this, God doesn't do that. I'm like, God is preparing me for something better. Every experience that I go through is a lesson learned. Every single one is a lesson learned. I want you all to understand that. It's a lesson learned. I'm being quiet again because I want you to have a moment to digest all of this. Angels on earth are not the angels of heaven. Angels on earth are simple men and women, boys and girls, who we fear as someone outside of those that we deal with on a regular basis. We perceive them to be these wonderful people. And sometimes our perceptions are all way off in some cases. But it's up to us to decide if we're going to allow our hearts to be torn to shreds over and over again. You make that choice. You know, Satan was an angel at one time, too. Not everyone who we perceive to be angels are angels. Some people are just caught up in it. Their small minds have allowed them to change, to attack people, to do all types of things. Sometimes there's other external elements at play. But the bottom line is, just because you know that you would never do things to ever hurt anyone or break anyone's heart does not mean that you have the right to expect that from everyone else, because you will never get it. You will never get it 100%. You will never get it. So with that said, just close your eyes and relax while I read all of our public service announcements before our show ends, as always. You know, Healing Through Hurt and the Sunday Morning Motivation is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is a 501c3 IRS-recognized nonprofit. If you'd like to support us in any way, donate, get involved, you can find donate buttons on our main website, thewallfoundationinc.org, and of course on our Facebook page. You can find us under Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio, presented by The Wall Foundation Inc. on Facebook. We have a donate button there as well, and all of your donations are tax deductible to the fullest extent of current law here in the United States. And if you ever need us, we're just a phone call, email, or text away. Our phone number is 202-618-2556. My new email address is healingwithmaria@yahoo.com, or you can always use our main email addresses, contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. Or if you'd like to talk to me personally on the company website, it's mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. And of course, our address is Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And we're the Wall_Foundation, or rather Wall_Foundation, on Twitter. And if you're on Google Plus, look us up on the Relationship Recovery Group there. Close your eyes and relax for a while. Just reflect and relate. And just remember, angels on earth will always break our hearts, because these are the people that we have perceived. It's our own personal perception of these people. We make them our angels. And sometimes they're just not deserving of that. So with that said, as always, I want to end the show with my wish for you for this week. I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. And next week, as I said, our show topic is Sin of Presumption. The sin of presumption gets a lot of us in a lot of trouble. So, with that said, I'm going to be ending our broadcast day. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you to all of the guests who stopped by in our chat room. And, of course, thank you to all of the guests who joined me on our call query. Thank you so much for being here today on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday Morning Motivation. I am so blessed in so many ways. No, I'm not where I want to be, but I know that in divine time, aka in God's time, I will get to where I am supposed to be. Oh, what a joy it is for me to do Healing Through Hurt and work with so many people all over the world, in every state in the United States and so many countries, some I've never heard of. Next week, maybe I'll read you a list of countries and places where people chime in from. Some of these places, I'm like, where is that? I've never heard of it. I look it up. They're beautiful little countries all over the place. But if I died right now, I can look back and say, job well done. When I was at my life's end back in January, and I knew that I was dying, and by the time I got to the hospital, I was pretty close to being at the end. I'll always remember the doctors being in total shock and awe, staring at me, looking at me, saying, couldn't believe how upbeat I was and how well I looked, even though I was so sick. And I wasn't saying that I was jumping around and all of this, but I always wondered. And I asked one of the emergency room doctors before they started working on me, before the whole group came in, how am I supposed to look? And the doctor's response was, well, people as sick as you are don't usually act like or look like this. That's all I can say. But I had saw my life flash when I was still home, when I woke up in my bedroom floor where I had obviously fallen out for a while. My life flashed, and just as I was ready to give it all up. In the end, I said I wasn't ready because I had more work to do. But then I remember the peace came over me, and I was ready to go, and the voice told me that it was not my time yet. Get up, get dressed, and get to the hospital. And here I am. So until we meet again, keep putting one foot in front of the other. Don't look back unless you're looking back to find a lesson learned. Keep moving forward. If you need me, I'm here. I've been through so much in my life, will never, ever experience. So I know where you are, and we can walk this road together. But you have to extend your hand so that I can reach out and grab you. If you choose to wallow in your own disappointment, self-pity, and despair, I cannot help you. You have to want to move forward. We're going to be disappointed. We're going to have our hearts broken. The key is to only allow people to break our hearts once. Children, they tend to do that several times, but they are our children. But after they reach a certain age, it's no longer acceptable. Even then, there comes a time when we have to say enough. That's the second side of the word enough. Enough is either an ending or a beginning. When I pray you enough, I'm praying that you have enough of what you need to move forward. When you say enough, that means that you've taken all that you can bear and you're finishing. So the art of enough is a beautiful thing. You have to decide which enough you want to act upon. So until next week, when our show will be The Sin of Presumption, I'm Maria Wall, your most appreciative and gracious host, thanking you for joining me here. Be well, be blessed, and I will see you soon. Oh, and before I go, as always, our opening and closing music is from the Reflection Series CDs. This is the Tai Chi CD. It's composed, arranged, and produced by Thomas Walker. So if you'd like to pick it up, it's a beautiful, beautiful CD. Look for it. You can just do a Google search for it, see who still has it. I know it's on Amazon. So until next week, be well, be blessed. I'm Maria Wall, praying each and every one of you enough and reminding you to pray it and pay it forward.